Welcome to this week's Golf Betting Show podcast. It's Steve Bamford here from Golf Betting System. I take it that you are well. It's the fourth and final major of 2015. It's the US PGA Championship, which this year is being played at Whistling Straits. The Peak Dye design, the Straits course, 7,500-yard par 72. They say it's the depthiest, the highest quality field of the four majors, and you can see that. They throw in a couple, I don't know, 20 or so PGA professionals from courses across the United States. But apart from that, it is high quality golfers that attend this championship. And it's an interesting year with six of the top seven entering the tournament in fantastic form. Let's cover it off in 10 minutes. I'll take you through this week's US PGA Championship predictor model, as always, and I always say at this part of the podcast, come to Golf Betting System or just type golf betting tips into a search engine of your choice. You'll come to golfbettingsystem.co.uk. We have a unique predictor model that uses statistics to predict the likely outcome of golf tournaments. A great way of shortening a field into a manageable chunk of players that you can then back. On top of that, you can pull together your own predictor model, tailor-made predictor or prediction, using what variables you think are important rather than the variables that I think are important. Now, the published model that I pulled together yesterday for the PGA Championship reads as thus. I'll take you through the top 10. I'm also reading live Wednesday morning prices. Brandon Grace 80-1 with Betfred at 10. 9 is Brooks Koepka 45-1 with Paddy Power. 8 is Hideki Matsuyama 45-1 with Sky Bet. 7 Henrik Stenson 28-1 with Paddy Power. 6 is Rory McIlroy, the returning Rory McIlroy, 14-1 available right now at William Hill. That price will disappear after lunch, though. So if you're listening to this over lunch and you fancy McIlroy at 14s, get yourself to William Hill sharpish. 5, Matt Kuchar. He's drifted to 66-1 with Sky Bet. They're 7 places each way this week. 4, Jordan Spieth. 8-1 available across Ladbrokes, Coral and William Hills right now. How long that price will last, I expect it will disappear after lunch on Wednesday. So if you fancy Spieth, Ladbrokes, Coral, William Hill, all going 8-1 right now. I've also seen Betfair Sportsbook have got a 15-1 offer for new customers on Jordan Spieth. If you come to my preview on Golf Betting System, all of these promotions are listed on there. And on top of that, I've also seen Coral doing a 6-1 that Jordan Spieth finishes in the top 5 this week, and you're money back if he doesn't, plus a £20 free bet. So Coral 6-1, Jordan Spieth top 5 finish for new customers, and Betfair Sportsbook, they're going 15-1 that Jordan Spieth wins the US PGA Championship if you are a new customer. £10 or €10 maximum stakes on both of those promotions, Jordan Spieth. golfbettingsystem.co.uk. Just click on my preview, golf betting preview, and there are links there through to those various promotions. 3, Justin Rose, 20-1 with BetVictor. 2, Bubba Watson, heavily backed. The only place you will get 16-1 now on Bubba Watson is William Hill. And as I say, they tend to do this, both with Hills and Ladbrokes, on the Wednesday morning of a major championship. That price will disappear, so soon he will be 14s, but 16-1 right now at William Hill only. And number 1, Jason Day, 14-1 with Paddy Power. So that's Jason Day, Bubba Watson, Justin Rose, Jordan Spieth, Matt Kuchar, the top 5 of this week's US PGA predictor model. If we're looking further down the predictor model and we're looking for triple digit interests, Bernd Wiesberger available, number 11 in the predictor, 175-1 with Sky Bet. Brandon Steele, there's been some interest in him, 250-1 with Ladbrokes. I know that Paul Williams fancies Brandon Steele very heavily in the first round. Leader market this week, goes off early tomorrow. and really been starting quite fast in first rounds. Next up, Danny Willett, 100-1 with Paddy Powers at 15. Mark Warren, number 17 in the predictor, 250-1 with Paddy Power. We've also got Stephen Bowditch, the very, very upwardly mobile Aussie at the moment, 175-1 with Paddy Power. And 25th in the predictor model, Justin Thomas, the big hitting PGA Tour rookie. Been tipped up this morning by Steve Palmer in the post, backed into 100-1 available at Coral. So those are some of the runners and riders that the My Predictor model are highlighting this week. If you're interested in Ricky Fowler, he sits 18th in the Predictor model, 22-1 available. Again, heavily backed, tipped up by Steve Palmer this morning. Okay, for those interested in my tips this week, an interesting field, a very interesting tournament. As I said, so many players coming into this in great nick. Fowler's in superb nick. Bubba Watson's playing beautifully. Jordan Spieth's playing well. Jim Furyk's playing nicely, isn't he? He led Justin Rowe, led at Bridgestone. Justin Rowe's also led, played nicely at Trent Jones Golf Course a few weeks ago. There's some serious, serious players in serious form at the moment. Whistling Straits, as I said at the top of the show, par 72. It actually sits against or on the banks of Lake Michigan, but there's a linksy feel to it. The Pete Dye design, he was actually asked to make this look very much like a Scottish links or Ballybunion over in Ireland was the course that he really he shaped or he made this to look like visually. But when you read the reports, the course is playing soft, and out of Chambers Bay, St Andrews and Whistling Straits, many of the leading players are quoting the fact that this is the least linksy of the three major championships that have been hosted by the sea this year. I'm also reading it being quoted that it could be playing target golf, like especially across the opening two rounds. And yes, four par fives, three of which aren't reachable to the majority of the field. So you've got real issues if you're looking at players that can't reach a lot of the par fives in two shots, unless they are absolutely fantastic, i.e. Zach Johnson-like wedge players. That leads me to a selection of four players this week for me. I'm going against the tide. Jason Day, very, very popular this week, and you can't really say a bad word against Jason Day, one of my favourite players. But wafer fag-like paper decisions. I actually went for Bubba rather than Jason Day, but I'm going 3.5 points to win with Jordan Spieth. As I said earlier, 8-1 available right now at Ladbrokes Coral, William Hills. You've also got the various promotions out there on Spieth. I just think that Spieth, with the way that he's playing in majors at the moment, he's very Tiger-esque for me, a very young Tiger-type character, desperate to get to world number one. Whether he does it this week, I'm sure he's not overly fussed. He wants to win his third major of his career and also of 2015. He's got the whole package, hits lots of greens in regulation at these major championships. He's long enough. I'm reading that he doesn't play overly well with longer hitters, but his original group does include Rory McIlroy, but it also includes Zach Johnson. What form Rory's going to be in, who knows? Zach Johnson, a short hitter, so I don't think that's going to put Spieth off. Fancy Spieth heavily this week, 3.5 points to win. Jordan Spieth, 8-1, Ladbrokes Coral on William Hills, if you're very, very quick. Two each way, I'm going Bubba Watson, 16-1, with William Hill only. For me, Bubba's playing exceptional golf right now. Second at Firestone South last week, on a course that doesn't suit him whatsoever, really is the green light for me that he's going to go very well here. He obviously made the playoff here in 2010 against Martin Kaymer. And two more for you at bigger prices. A point each way, Brooks Koepka, 45-1 with Paddy Power. Fancy the big hitting young Floridian. And also going 0.75 points each way on Brandon Grace, 80-1 with Betfred. So that's Grace, Koepka, Bubba Watson, Jordan Spieth. Thanks for listening. Good luck at this year's PGA Championship.